Service Radio.
Full Service Radio.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service Radio.
What is up, DC? Welcome to Shift Drink on Full Service Radio, broadcasting live from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. I'm Matthew Ramsey, burger historian, flavor saver, and toothsome tiger.
Goodness gracious. Welcome back, Matthew. I'm Eddie Kim, proud D.C.ist, spirit sociologist, and right now a jet lag bartender. Every week we share a shift drink and swap war stories from behind the line with chefs, bartenders, bakers, brewers, and pretty much anyone who touches this all-encompassing industry. This week, we are joined by Daniela Morera, Eater 2017 Young Gun, executive chef and co-owner of Timber Pizza Company, which last year was named one of Bon Appetit's top 50 restaurants.
Woot woot.
Welcome.
Ooh, thank you. Hi. Thanks for having me.
Welcome, welcome. We're back, Eddie.
Yeah.
You just got back from Canada.
I just got off a plane from Toronto.
I've been gone for like a month from broadcasting.
Yeah. Have you done any traveling?
I just got back from New York.
Okay.
I went to go at the James Beer House on Monday.
No big deal.
No big deal. I'm very tired. I'm still recovering. It was a long week.
Do they party afterwards? Those the James Beer dinners?
Is it we raucous? Did. We went to a bar after, and I haven't party. I mean, I didn't even party. I just went have a drink and stay up until 3. But I haven't done that in a year, probably.
Yeah, that, I feel like it. Yeah,
life of a pizza maker.
Yeah. And I guess we can just talk about a little weekend review stuff.
Yeah, some things that happened while we were gone. DC had Restaurant Week, so yes. Restaurant Week was over. Did the Timber participate in Restaurant Week?
We did okay. Not.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to all those of you who made it through that slog.
A little bit of a segue. Bon Appetit's top 10 list came out last week, and DC made number 2 again. Apparently, we're always the second place. But congratulations to Maidan, which is located right on 14th in Florida, Northwest DC. Really great North African
Eastern
food. And Gerald Addison was actually on one of our earliest episodes.
Yeah,
so really great to see. Amazing things happened to him.
They're doing it. And they just got back from their big trip.
They went to Oman.
Yeah.
Oman. So if you go to the restaurant now, you will see a lot of Omani flavors. Don't ask me. I don't know what it is.
I think we all know what that is. Mark Samuelson's show, No Passport Required. The season finale.
Yeah.
They've been exploring some Ethiopian flavors in D.C.
Sure. For those of you listening, D.C. has the largest population of Ethiopians outside.
I feel like all that has moved to, like, Silver Spring, though. I'm seeing, like, what just closed?
Atete
just closed.
Wait, did it?
Yeah. Last week. I know, that's insane.
Oh, God, Yeah. That breaks my heart. That's
Sure used to be nothing but Ethiopian and jazz, and now it's a little bit different. But
get it while you still can get some tibs. I think, what else?
The Rick and Morty pop-up bar has been canceled.
Yeah, so kind of, we always expect a new pop-up bar to come up from Derek Brown and his crew of ingenious pop-up bars, and after a week it's closed down.
I think
Turner kind of put the kibosh on that, for licensing and IP law. But
which honestly, if I'm being totally honest, I can understand, because that's that's artist work, that's wasn't totally whatever. But that said, like, I think there's something to be said about fan art and fan appreciation too. So
did you go to any of the pop-up bars?
I have no.
No. You're, okay, because you're too busy.
I have no life outside Timber.
Yeah.
In a few years I'm gonna know all this stuff.
That's right. Do you dream in pizza?
I do.
Yeah,
I do. I have nightmares.
Pizza nightmares. I don't even want to know what that is.
Well, hopefully, you know, you're drinking that with us. Yeah. Your shift drink of choice, was it Fernet and Coke?
Fernet and Coke, my favorite.
Yes. So it definitely harkens back to your Argentine background.
It does. Yes.
Very, very classic drink.
Very classic.
At what age do you start drinking Fernet and Coke in Argentina?
So legally, you can start at 18 there, but you can start going out at 16.
Okay.
So I started drinking like for real at 16, but Fernet, my dad used to give it to me anytime I was sick.
Really?
Yeah, so it was like 4 or 5, whatever, and he would give me like a little bit with seltzer.
So Fernet is literally probably in your DNA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's also like an acquired taste. Not everybody likes it, and I guess since I've been drinking it for so long,
yeah,
it's definitely a bartender favorite. So last week's episode, Damon Bolte, our guest, his shift drink was a hard start,
yeah,
which was 50-50 Fernet Branca and Branca Menta. Oh.
It's
a shot. but it's a bartender's favorite.
Danielle's waiting for the other shoe to drop. Fernet and.
But this is definitely lighter, yeah, more palatable. But Fernet in Argentina is a little bit different, though.
It is. So the one that we're drinking right now is the Italian one. We used to, a long time ago, and I guess I wasn't even born, they used to get it from there. But we were at some point, we were the number one consumer of Fernet. So if Argentina started producing in somewhere.
They opened up the only distillery outside of Italy.
Outside of Italy.
Yeah.
And then the economy went crazy, and then it was like very expensive to get it. So they got the original recipe, and I guess they're supervised or whatever by the Italian producers. But then the recipe started like slightly changing every year as the economy went crazy. So right now the Argentinian Fernet is a little sweeter, and it's also like less alcohol.
Really? Less alcohol?
Okay. Yeah.
For the kids.
For us. And you know, it's way cheaper than the one that you buy from Italy.
Do you have an Argentine Fernet hookup in DC?
Well, Carly Ajimitsu, anytime I go, she gives me Fernet.
No questions asked.
Thank you, Carly.
Carly is one of the co-owners of Himitsu, which is right across the street from Timber Pizza.
And they were also up at the James Beard.
Yeah, Kevin Tien was named Food and Wine something.
Yeah.
Oh, but hot new chef.
Petworth is just fucking killing it right now.
Yeah.
There's something in the water up there.
But yeah, we recently had a bottle at Tail of Goat, and yeah, it's like a little less minty, I thought, and kind of just like warmer in general. I loved it.
Yeah. Well, we also have the mint Fernet that I think you can get it here, and the mint Fernet in Argentina is a little green, which is crappy because they put some food coloring or something.
Interesting.
And that one we drink with Sprite.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, that's good too.
I did not know that.
That's totally wild.
Menta and Sprite.
Okay, I'm into it.
Living soda culture. Okay, we're going to get to know a little bit more about you.
All right,
so we're going to play a game called Two Truths, One Lie.
Two Truths, One Lie.
All right, this is your opportunity to lie to us and get away with it, or not, but probably get away with it.
I also... very quickly, I just reminded, I want to apologize to Alexia because we broke her Coca-Cola fasting.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
We gave her Fernet and Coke, and then she said, like, I haven't had Coke in 8 years. So hopefully she's okay. Anyways, okay, please continue.
All right, my turn?
Yes.
Okay. Two truths, one lie. I was in a coma for a week.
Okay.
A long time ago.
Wow.
That's
a strong start.
I threw a phone at Andrew, my best friend and coworker, one time working together.
What kind of phone?
It's like phone?
A duck phone.
Was it like Nokia?
The restaurant phone.
Okay.
Like a, I don't know. Yeah.
A cordless.
Cordless phone.
Okay.
And then one last one. This is hard. what did I say so far?
Coma, a duck phone, and...
and... Jesus.
Right now she's thinking lie,
oh my
lie,
God,
lie.
I don't know. Phone, coma...
Well, this will help our odds. If yeah. We're
at 50-50.
No. Like, usually the light comes right away, you know.
50-50.
Just kidding.
Okay, we'll play off 50-50.
So. I don't know. Let's see. My dream is to open a fine dining restaurant one day.
Fine dining restaurant. I believe that.
Okay, I believe that.
Because knowing you, like, from what I've read, like...
You have a background?
Yeah, the background, yeah. And, yeah, okay. Coma seems pretty out there.
I know.
But I don't want to say no to the coma.
Knowing Andrew, he probably deserved to get something thrown at yeah. his head. So
I don't want to be a coma denier.
He's always wearing a hat, so it's not like, you know, some
I'm gonna go with
going
the
on.
I'm gonna say the phone. Wait. What are you saying? You saying the coma's a lie?
I'm saying the coma's a lie. Oh, you're gonna say?
I can't. I don't want just on principle, I don't want to say the coma's a lie. But let's say, all right, I'll go with you. I'll follow your suit. Coma's a lie. Coma's a lie.
This is so fun. Coma is true.
Coma is
true. Sorry.
Whoa, Alexia, what is that sound effect? Do it again.
That's a new one. Oh, you definitely downloaded some new ones.
That's not as nearly as harsh as Jack's sound effects when we get it wrong.
Atomic bomb, yes.
What was the lie? We only had one other option.
The fine dining part.
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. We are not good at this.
I think I'm good at this.
You're very good at this.
What did
yeah.
I win? More for net?
Yeah. We got a whole bottle to get yes. through. No problem.
It is your day off. You can do whatever you want.
Awesome.
And your laundry.
All right. Well, let's talk about the phone.
Okay.
How did?
It was a very stressful day. It was the first year we opened Timber. We were working blind together every single day. And we are both freaks that try to get everything under control. And I believe it was a Sunday night that somehow we had no staff. There was maybe one server. There was no front of the house person taking the orders and all that. And we had a brand new random girl running around. So I remember I was working as an expo and giving pizzas to people to bring to the tables, and then he was working the oven. And at some point I went to the oven and expo at the same time, and he was taking orders at the front. And then we switch again. We keep like rotating, right. I don't know why. So I end up working the front, he ended up working the oven and expo. And I remember the phone was ringing, and like, I'm not that good at working the front, because first of all, first year, that was probably my first time working the front, and I didn't even know what bottom to touch anything.
Right. It's a lot.
It was a stressful day. And the phone was ringing, and he's like, Danielle, pick up the phone. So I grabbed the phone, throw it right, like, from the front to the oven, this long space where the people in the line are working, making pizzas.
Yeah.
So I didn't care of the customers. I didn't care about the people making pizzas. I grabbed the phone and just like throw as hard as I could. And I believe I say like, you pick up the phone, motherfucker.
Yeah.
So that was
Do you guys all have t-shirts now that say, you pick up the phone, motherfucker?
No.
You do have a new restaurant opening called Call Your Mom.
Yeah.
There you go.
You call your mom.
You call your motherfucker.
We don't have to, but do you want to talk about the coma situation?
Yeah, so when I was 14, my brother was driving me from school to my parents' camp. They had a little summer camp by the river. And it was my sister, me, and my brother, and then a car came out of nowhere with no brakes and like got into our line.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, my brother couldn't do anything because it was cars coming the other way, and there was like a big cliff to the right.
Yeah.
So he just went straight and crashed. He was okay, she was okay. I was in a coma for a week and then in the hospital for like a month.
How old were you?
I was 14.
14.
Yeah. Yeah, but like... Everybody always asks, like, so how was it?
Yeah.
It must have been awful. And honestly, It was awful for my family, friends, because I don't remember.
You don't remember anything?
They did so many drugs that I forgot 1 week after, and I just remember when I woke up the week after. Like, I have, like, memories of, like, you know, when you dream, stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't know what happened, so...
You weren't, like, dancing around with Robin Williams for, like, a week in your...
Unfortunately,
coma,
no.
Slumber.
Is that from a movie?
I feel like it is. No. Wasn't he, like, a guide in some kind of coma? I don't know. No. I might be drifting off.
Are you talking about the movie? Yeah. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Cuba Gooding Jr.
All right, someone needs to tell us. Yeah. Someone, someone set us straight.
Okay. And you definitely don't want to open a fine dining restaurant.
I do not. No. I work at 11 Madison Park for like 6 months for an internship. And it was super cool. It was a great experience. I loved it. I saw I wanted to do that. But then I met Andrew and Chris, the other partner, and so much more fun.
Yeah.
There's no stress.
No tweezers.
There's no tweezers.
There's no phone throwing.
There's no, I mean, there's
someone
more.
Else is going to.
The phone story is like the less crazy one. Yeah. It's just crazy stories. But like, you know, like it's not like fine dining is not fun. It's very fun too. But I was lucky enough to meet Andrew at one of the markets, and then since then I was like, wow, he's not from the restaurant industry, right. So he kind of made up his own shit, I guess.
Yeah, which is kind of unique because, like, I mean, you came down here, you were gonna help Kwame, right?
Yeah, I was gonna work at the show issue. I signed a contract and everything, and while I was waiting, I needed to work somehow.
Yeah.
So I was like doing once in a while like caterings for like people around the neighborhood where I used to live in Mount Pleasant. And then I was shopping at the farmer's market. I saw the truck in Georgetown Farmer's Market. And then I crossed them again at USDA Farmer's Market by 12th and Independence. And I was buying eggs. And then Andrew was buying eggs. And there was the last carton of eggs. And I was like, I'm getting them. I'm sorry.
I love this friendship, by the way. Right? It sounds amazing.
It's very...
Yeah. So we ended up splitting the eggs or something like that. And then I keep walking around and I came to him and I was like... Now, I'm very shy. I don't know if you noticed or no.
No.
But like, it took a lot of courage to come to him and like, hey, like, can I get a job with you? So I was like, I'm like, look, this is the situation. I'm waiting for a job. Do you need part-time help? So he said yeah, and then I emailed him and he sent me an email back, said like, listen, we have this gig, we're gonna pay you $12 an hour, a free shirt and all the pizza you can eat.
Free shirt?
Free shirt.
It's a good shirt.
I say yes right away. Yeah. And then I started working with him.
I'm also a fan of the hats too.
Yeah, but they're not girl hats. Yeah. I have a lot of hair, so okay. I can't wear one.
Fair enough. Me too. It's not funny.
No. You don't wear a do-rag over your... Or
I have never, just for the record, been a do-rag.
Behind the line.
I've had a lot of styles of do-rag.
I always wonder what chefs wear behind the line.
Yeah. So, like, life kind of took a left-hand turn, seems like.
Yeah. So, for a long time, when I was working with them, they told me, like, hey, you want to work with us forever? And I was like, nah, I'm going to work with Kwame. I'm going to work at this place, blah, blah, blah. And then he keep like going on and on and on. And then...
You and Kwame went to school together, correct?
So we graduated like around the same time. Like, we didn't share any classes, but like, it was the same time. We graduated the same year. And then we worked together at 11 Madison Park.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So that's when we met.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I say no to Andrew, and then he kept showing me how fun it was to work for them. I don't think he was trying, but to do that, it was just, they were fun.
Yeah.
I remember we were going to a catering one time, and he's like, hey, we're going to start making appetizers now. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, can you help? I was like, sure. So I was sitting in the front seat, and he's like, start wrapping, I think it was like prosciutto, something.
Yeah.
And I had to like wrap them. I'm like, is this guy being serious? He's like, yeah, put the air conditioner like super high so they can stay cool. And I was like, oh god,
yeah,
they need help.
some food Yeah, guidance.
So yeah, like after 11 Madison Park, I was like, okay, I can help them. I can do whatever I want here. He's like, be the executive chef, and he gave me the freedom to do anything, and I didn't have experience being in charge of anything.
Yeah.
So he didn't ask like, hey, you have experience or nothing. He just saw me cutting zucchini one time, and he's like, oh, this girl has knife skills.
Right on.
So.
So how open were they originally when you wanted to bring, let's say, some Argentinian like flavors and dishes into the menu? Because you serve empanadas.
Right. So the restaurant wasn't open when I started. I started in September 2015, I think. Mm-hmm. We opened in 2016, like in July. So I worked with the mobile truck at the farmers market weddings, and then we opened the restaurant. And then we sat together and we were like, okay, let's come up with a menu. And I invited Andrew one time to my house to eat dinner, and I made empanadas and like salad, I think, and I don't remember what else. And he was like, well, we need to put these ones in the menu. So we did.
Yeah.
Now, then, I mean, you grew up making pizza with your brother. Mm-hmm. Apparently there's a competition between you two.
Yeah.
Argentina has its very, it has its own style of pizza, right?
Yes.
It's like cheese forward.
Yes. It's like the not deep dish, like super thick, but it's kind of in between. And the mozzarella is so thick and heavy that it's just like bread and cheese.
Which is not a bad thing at all.
No. I mean, I personally don't like it, but my dad doesn't like my pizza, and he likes pizza in Argentina, so it's different taste.
Right. I was gonna ask, like, is any of that style, like, does that influence your cooking at Timber Pizza Co. or no?
For the pizza, no.
Yeah.
Zero.
Because Timber is like very dough forward, which I love your guys' dough. It's like has that real nice chew. It's got some char.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I mean, but that's what I look for in a pizza, right?
Right.
And it sounds like in Argentina, it's like, you're talking about like the quality of cheese, basically.
Yeah, I mean the cheese is delicious.
Yeah.
The only part I like about the Argentinian pizza is the cheese, because it's thick, and when you pull it apart, it's like, you know, it's just cheese and cheese, and you can go forever.
Yeah.
But the dough is thick. It's like more like bread. It's more like focaccia, but like a dense.
Okay.
It's very dense.
Yeah.
So like, if you eat it, then you'll never eat a whole pizza by yourself. You'll eat two, three slices. And here at Timber, you can eat two if you want.
Right.
I mean, three one time. Yeah.
That one time.
Are there any other ingredients that you typically use that you would put on a pizza from Argentina?
From Argentina? Yeah. No. I mean, it's very classic. Argentina, you have mozzarella, jamón, this is like prosciutto, cotto, is like the pink tam. What I do want to do someday that I haven't yet is like there's part from Argentina that makes the sauce, tomato sauce, blended with anchovies.
Hmm.
Fuck
yeah.
So I want to try that.
That sounds good.
Someday.
You think that would go over well?
I think that'd be amazing.
I don't know. I love anchovies on pizza.
Yeah.
But
well, I was talking about this with somebody recently, and it's like, you grow up as like a kid, you're like, oh, anchovies on pizza, gross. And then at some point as an adult, you're like, fuck yes, anchovies on pizza. And I don't know why.
And my dad instilled that in me.
It's so good.
He would get Pizza Hut pizza, and then he would open up a can of anchovies.
Wow, that's the fucking move.
No, he was pro at it.
Do you guys watch Billions at all?
No. No,
so there's it's on Showtime. Yeah, okay. it's awesome. It's good TV. But there's, and this is just, what I imagine rich people do all the time. There's a scene where they open up this beluga caviar, and they just, with each bite of their pizza, they're like just spooning on the caviar.
Wow.
I want that. I want to do that. It's been my like caviar dream.
Okay.
Bring it to Timber, we'll do it.
Okay, perfect. Let's do that.
Or just bring your own can of caviar.
Yeah.
Bring your own can. Do it.
BYO caviar. I was reading before, this is cookbook author of Where to Eat Pizza. His name is Daniel Young. He said asado may be the national dish of Argentina, but pizza is the great love of Buenos Aires. Mm-hmm. In very few cities is the local pizza culture so pervasive and powerful as it is in Buenos Aires.
Yeah, it's a huge deal. My dad grew up in Buenos Aires. That's why he doesn't like my pizza. He likes Buenos Aires pizza. It's very different style. So like I told you, it's like thick dough, a lot of cheese. They put this thing on top in Buenos Aires that is called faina. It's like a chickpea.
Ah, I've heard about this.
Kind of like a soca in France. Oh. Or, yeah. It's like a chickpea pancake, gluten-free. Huh. But you put it on top of gluten, so it ruins.
Yeah.
So it's like that. And there's like songs about it, like you eat that with Moscato wine.
Huh, interesting.
I don't know about the pairing, but that's the traditional pairing.
Oh, let's definitely try that. That sounds
Moscato and pizza and faina.
Okay. I'm into it. Yeah.
I'm always about food pairings.
Yeah.
No matter how weird they are. Well, actually, speaking of drinking, like I have a fascination with aperitivo culture down in Argentina. And, you know, you said the drinking, you can start going to bars when you're, what, 16?
But 16.
I always imagine basically kids just at, like teenagers, like 14, 13-year-olds drinking Fernet and Coke. Is that...
Yeah, that's true. You start drinking with your family. You're having dinner, and you just drink the same as everybody else. So you start drinking wine at a very young age. And, you know, if you're having family dinners for Christmas, New Year, you're always drinking.
Right.
So I remember being a kid and they would give you like a little glass.
I feel like in a lot of cultures outside of the U.S., like, in my travels, it's less about getting fucked up and just more about just appreciating.
Right. Yeah, enjoying what you're drinking. And
you've never had a Smirnoff Ice, right?
Yeah. I think there's still a Smirnoff Ice hidden in this room. I'm not going to reveal where, Alexia. Just know it's out there.
I'm scared. let me just check.
Yeah.
No, it's not there. Well, we will ice you at some point, hopefully.
Well, let's take a real quick break. We're going to step out for a second, and when we come back, we're going to deep dive into that pizza. And we're still here.
Okay. Welcome back. Thanks for listening to Shift Drink on Full Service Radio, recording live from the Line Hotel, Washington, D.C., Mondays. We are joined by Matthew. He's back from his sabbatical in Wisconsin. And
that sounds so weird.
You had quite a trip.
I returned to my homeland. I hadn't been back since I was born.
I thought Wisconsin was for your fiance.
Well, yes, it was. It was 100%. Her family's from there. Okay. But I was born there, and I haven't been back since.
God, I can never keep track from where you're born.
That's part of my narrative.
Literally.
But now I've been back, so I can't say that anymore.
Okay.
39 years in the making. I had a Butterburger.
Butterburger?
Yeah. It's a thing.
What's a Butterburger?
Oh, goodness.
It's a good question. What's it called? I'm already failing at this. Clavel? Clavel, I think, makes it. I'm gonna get the anger of all Wisconsinites, but it basically is this classic burger, and they do add a little butter. I think it's to the bun, but Mm-hmm. It's called a Butterburger. It's pretty awesome. And lots of fries. They have, you don't get fries on the side. You get like fried cheese curds.
Cheese curds.
Yeah, which is amazing. Yeah.
Daniela.
Yeah. So
yeah. We are joined by Daniela Mora of Tuber Pizza Company. Do you have any weird? Is there something that you eat when you go back home that's weird and maybe disgusting?
I don't think it's weird. So I love dulce de leche. Mm-hmm. So I buy the whole pot that might be like 2 cups per little container, and I mix it in with oats, cocoa powder, and coconut flakes.
Ooh.
Mix it all up in the same container and just sit down and eat it all.
Go to town.
Yeah.
I can't tell if that's healthy or not.
No.
I'm looking. No. Okay.
Well, no. It's just
There's dairy. There's oats. Coconut. That's the good fat, right?
I actually had my mom visit recently, and she bought me so many dulce de leches, and I found it in the fridge last night. And after, I eat a lot, especially when I'm stressed. And yeah. I had this week, it's been crazy eating. And last night while I was watching TV, I just grabbed crackers and chocolate. It's like a little chocolate crackers, mm-hmm. and they're really gross. But with dulce de leche, and I ate like a whole package like that, and I haven't done that in a long time, so I feel so sick after that.
There's no shame in that.
But like, you know, I don't think it's gross, but it is weird.
That's awesome.
When you're feeling homesick, where do you go in DC to satisfy your need?
Actually, nowhere. Sad.
Dolceza, Argentine gelato.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I was teeing it up.
Yeah.
I was hoping it was a Dolceza. Yeah. Rob was on our show a couple months ago.
Long time friends with those two.
Yes.
Well, we do have his ice cream. He made an ice cream flavor for the James Beard dinner.
Oh, really?
It was a mascarpone with berry jam.
Oh, yeah. I love that one.
And I had like 2 gallons left over in my freezer. So
yes,
pretty cool.
So you're living a good life.
Anytime I'm homesick now, I'm gonna go to the freezer.
Okay. There you go.
Okay.
Is there anything that you think DC, like, kind of harking back to your childhood in Argentina? Is there a food or a food culture that you wish was better represented in DC?
That's a good question.
Or anything?
I would say almost anything.
Yeah.
Anything. That's a hard question. So, like, there's not many restaurants where I'm from. So, the whole culture is, like, different than here. It's more, like, going out but with your friends, getting together and cooking. So, I don't have that here because I guess I'm super busy. But I wish there was more time in my day to, like, get together with friends and do cookouts.
Yeah,
Argentina is all about family, community, and cooking outside. Everybody in their house have an outdoor parrilla. It's like a grill.
Yeah.
So you hang out with your friends and you just cook.
So it's almost the end of
I feel like we could all use a little bit more of that in our lives.
I mean, it's almost end of summer, so it's last of the summer barbecue cookouts.
Yeah. So, well, the time too. It's like here you kind of have to make an appointment to get together with friends. Like, all right, we're going to get together on Friday.
Right.
In Argentina, you're just hanging out like right now, the three of us, and we'll be like, hey, you know what? Should we cook like a lamb tonight? Yeah, let's go. And then you go buy the thing, and then you end up eating at midnight.
We still have those cow brains from APD Farms in my freezer.
Okay.
We could cook that up right now.
Tell me more.
Yeah. Let's put some cow brains on pizza. With the caviar.
Yeah.
With the caviar, guys.
This is such a...
It's all coming together. Your parents, you mentioned they did a camp?
Yeah, they have a summer camp. They open only 2 months a year. They bought a property when they were younger. And then the plan for them was to open and build cabins. And then they spent all the money on the property and then they didn't have any more. And the people started stopping and said like, hey, can we go to the river? Because it was the only entrance. For a few miles and you have to pay everywhere to go in, and we have the best part of the river.
Right on.
I mean, I don't want to be braggy or anything, but listen, it's super cool.
Sounds like they're like
it has like a big cliff and like a big really deep part.
Cool.
So they said like, yeah, why not? So they opened the doors and started charging people to go in.
How awesome.
And then my parents were like, whoa, this is a good business. Fuck the governments, let's just open as a camp.
Right on.
No expenses. So they built eventually like a little restaurant. My mom was a cook, my grandmother, my grandfather, we were servers when I was like 8. And yeah, now they still have it. My dad is about to retire, so he called the other day. He's like, you want to come back and run? And I was like, no, but thank you.
All right, so I'm gonna admit this question is it's dual fold. Dual fold. Nah, I don't know.
It's a fine. All right.
There's another point to this because I had the day off Saturday, and I just spent the whole day making pasta. And I was like, man, I wish there was an adult summer camp for pasta. But I could see that also for pizza. If there was a pizza adult summer camp, would you be a counselor?
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to get this going, Eddie Kim.
And I'm going to have to do that in Argentina in the camp.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think... So here's the problem, because like, where does one go to...
Learn?
Yeah. But I mean, like as an adult, like 3 or 4 days, like a pizza intensive mm-hmm. or a pasta intensive, and then there's gardening, there's... Italian disco night. You know what I'm talking about, Ken.
Wow.
Yeah. I've thought about this, guys. All right. So you're in.
I'm in. All right. We actually do pizza classes sometimes.
Yeah.
At Timber.
Okay.
It used to be Monday night.
Really?
And then, yeah, like we started like I think last winter. And then we got super busy. And it was like the only day that we have to
How do people find out about this?
Through Holly, actually, the Lemon Collective. Holly started like taking care of everything, and we didn't worry about nothing.
Yeah,
pizza classes was sold out like right away.
People are making their own pizzas. Yeah.
They come in, it's all you can eat pizza, all you can drink wine,
awesome,
beer, whatever, make pizzas.
Yeah,
so it was like 2 or 3 hours. It was very fun.
Yeah, that's fucking rad.
Mm-hmm.
And you're working on a new project right now.
Yes, Call Your Mother.
Call Your Mother.
Now it's bagels.
Now we're moving to bagels.
Okay.
So now I'm a baker. I'm not a chef anymore. Now I'm a baker. Or I pretend to be one.
It sounds like you're putting in the baker hours.
Yes. So we saw we were going to be open by now, but we got delayed with the permits. And
Where is this going to be?
We're in Georgia Avenue and Lamont. It's Parkview.
Okay.
The signage is up. It's beautiful.
It is.
Yeah.
We just got
exciting.
It. Super cool.
Right on.
What's the concept or what will you be serving?
So it's going to be like a Jew-ish deli. There's a dash there. We're going to specialize in bagels. It's a wood fire too, like Timber.
Yeah.
So all the baked goods are going to be baked there. Challah, rye, some pastries,
right on.
Whole wheat, tons of bagels, some traditional stuff. Andrew is half Jewish, and one of our biggest investor and partner, he's Jewish, and this was his dream. So he came to Andrew and was like, you want to do this? And Andrew was like, yeah.
Is there anyone, whose palate are you relying on?
Andrew, 100%.
Okay. Yeah.
So there's no bagels in Argentina. Never had a bagel.
Oh, really?
Zero. No. Huh. I think now in Buenos Aires, there's only one place that makes them, but the guy's from New York.
Okay.
So he's crushing it.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Shaco's Bagels, something like that. I have to go and try it.
Actually, in my research, I read that Argentina has the only kosher McDonald's outside of Israel.
Oh, that's true. Yes, that's true. Yeah.
That's pretty
dope. Big Jewish community there in Buenos Aires. But no bagels. And then, you know, like Andrew came to me and said, like, you want to open a bagel place? And like, I love wood fire. I love baking. I love anything, breads, pizza. I love that.
Yeah.
And I get bored too easily and I want to do more. So it's always, I'm looking for, okay, what's next? And he's like, bagels. I was like, hell yeah, I'm doing it. I never met them before. So I asked him like, okay, you're going to have to tell me what a good bagel is, what a bad bagel is, because I don't know what people like. So we went to New York. We had some bagels came in from Montreal. I went to San Francisco. We tried bagels
everywhere. Where did you guys go in New York?
Russ and Daughters, Savos,
SA,
Black Sea, Essa Bagels. We just went to Sedell's this last trip that we did. I don't even remember. It was a lot of places. Yeah. And we also did pizza on the same research trip. Because at some point you have to switch up.
So carbs on carbs.
Are we talking?
No, oh, good.
Well, I want to know if you're going to start doing some of the more esoteric Jew-ish dishes, like chopped liver, which I love. Please?
Maybe.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
Less esoteric lox. What's the lox game going to be?
So we actually getting it from Ivy City Smokehouse.
Nice.
They make amazing products. They have this candy salmon that is so good.
So good.
So we're mixing it in with cream cheese and delicious as is.
If you're wondering, Ivy City, it not only is a neighborhood, but there's a great smokehouse there, and they actually have the products available in stores. I haven't had the same candy though, so
it's very good.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. But you can come have it at DuPont Farmers Market or some of the farmers.
I'll just wait for call your mom to open.
And okay.
Yeah, I live 2 blocks away, so.
call your mom. What's the name?
So it took a long time to choose a name, and we came up with a lot of different names.
Like?
Apples and honey, crazy beautiful. I wanted totally bananas. Andrew. Yeah, I was just at the point that I was tired of, like, that was the conversation for maybe like 5 months. And Andrew went to a card reader, and he got the totally banana car or something like that.
Yeah.
And he said it as a joke, and I was like, "Ooh, I love that name," but they were not into that.
Yeah.
Does tarot call for totally banana? Okay.
Maybe I'm getting the whole thing.
No. I'm pretty sure there's a banana card in there.
Cars with the bananas.
I love call your mom because it's so evocative of. The type of food that you're making and exactly what to expect there.
I think it's perfect.
That was the thing. Amazing. He was like having dinner with his friends and trying to come up with names, and they saw like, okay, what will a Jewish mom tell you?
Right.
Oh, like, what will a Jewish grandmother tell you? It's like, call your mother. And then it's just stuck.
That's awesome. That's great. Yeah.
My mom thinks that it was named after her. So
yeah. if you're listening, it definitely was.
It was after my mom.
Yeah, okay. Of course. Yeah. Of course. But this suddenly means you're doing like pretty late night shifts, right?
Yeah. So when we started, I used to work the line still at Timber.
Yeah.
Then go to sleep for a few hours, and then a few hours meaning 1 hour, and then go and bake.
Where does one find the will to do that? I feel like I don't care how much one loves cooking, it's just like sleep.
It's baking. Yeah. Bakers are insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's more of my personality, Andrew's personality, is like, we want to make sure that everything is going to come out all right.
Yeah.
And we don't want anything coming wrong. So we take enough time to make things right. And that was kind of like the stress. And I knew I wasn't going to sleep anyways.
Right.
So it's like, I can be awake here or I can go and start baking so I avoid freaking out later. So I didn't need to be there at 1 a.m. those nights, but we finished baking around 6 a.m. and then we went to have burritos at Surfside, that is right near DuPont Circle. And we were just hanging out with the people that just got out of the club.
Yeah.
And then we will go and sell bagels.
Oh my God.
But now we got it more normal and consistent. So now I go around 3 a.m.
Okay.
Bake so and you then get a couple go to more the hours market. Sleep. And I don't work the line until late anymore.
Okay.
Yes. Now Andrew's in charge of the restaurant. I go to sleep and then I wake up early. We're divide and conquer right now.
And today's your day off.
And today is my day off.
And what are you gonna do today?
I'm actually gonna go try some brisket. We are gonna have some special dinners at Call Your Mother 4 nights a week. One night is gonna be New York style pizza night.
Awesome.
So big pies, garlic knots, fried calamari. One night is gonna be probably pekin duck. One night is gonna be brisket, that is Andrew Shirley's grandmother recipe.
Cool.
So I'm going to his mom house. Mary, thank you for cooking.
Yeah.
She's going to cook the recipe.
Mary's definitely listening as well.
Mary, she's going to teach me the recipe and hopefully I can make it. And
awesome.
That's what we're going to be serving.
Man, I love
really
research.
Family affair, yeah.
I love research.
Okay. Well, as we wrap things up, we're going to ask you several questions as quickly as possible off the top of your head. But this is what we call rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Time for the payback.
Rapid fire.
Deep dish. Yay or fuck no?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Hawaiian pizza. Yay or no?
Hold on, what pizza?
Hawaiian. Pineapples on pizza.
Yeah.
Nice. Are you, Eddie Kim, are you a Hawaiian fan?
I don't, you know, no, but I understand why some people are so vehemently against it. It's rabid, their hatred for
it really is. Pizza. I think it's unwarranted.
We have nectarine in pizza, so.
You have what?
Nectarines.
Oh.
Nectarines, jalapeno, bacon, so it's kind of like a play.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
So I'm in with the Hawaiian.
Yeah, me too.
I support it.
Also, we forgot to admit, I know this is rapid fire, but Chef Adam Greenberg had his little pop-up at Lucky Buns the other day, and it was pretty awesome.
And he's making pizza?
He was making fried spam rice and had some spam sandos. It was awesome. It's good. Anyways, back to the game. What was your favorite band 20 years ago?
Callejeros is an Argentinian band.
I think we all know them. I think we all know them.
What was your first job?
Bartender.
What? Oh, you told me this, yes. Yeah, I forgot to ask about this. Yeah.
Yeah. First real job, because I started working with my mom when I was young. But I was about to finish high school. I didn't want to go out. I never liked going out with my friends. Not because, I am not that social, but like, I didn't want to be in a loud place. So I wanted to be with my friends, but I was like, oh, I can work the bar and be with my friends anyways, and I can keep busy. So I got this job at a club in Altagracia, where I'm from. So the hours were from 10 a.m. to 7 a.m. And it was the best job ever.
Awesome.
It was so fun.
And that's where you kind of first started making pizzas, right?
Yeah. So I remember they had a cook. They would cook pizza from 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. And one day he couldn't go. And I told the owner, like, listen, I know how to make pizza. I can do it. He was like, sure. And then I make them. And then eventually the guy left. And I was like the cook there.
Yeah.
So I would bake pizzas from 10 to 2 a.m. Then like go really quick to my house. I lived in the corner. Shower and then come back and work the bar.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So this is like the whole night thing. That's totally your MO.
Yes. That's back all. Then. Not anymore.
The weather is amazing right now. What would you rather be doing? That's a dumb question.
What's your spirit animal?
I like dogs. I don't know. Dogs?
Is there a particular varietal of dog
that you identify with the most?
I identify with any dog that is shaggy, big, and furry.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Something cuddly.
Yes.
Oh, here, this is the question. All right. What is something mischievous you've done?
Recently?
Yeah,
like
something sneaky.
Huh.
Other than throw phones at people's heads.
Well, I haven't thrown phones lately. I don't know. I think I've been good. Well, actually, James, be your dinner.
Okay, here we go.
We found out the dinner started at 7, and around 6 they told us there was a vegetarian person, and of course I didn't prepare for that. And then they told me what the name of the person was, and it was Andrew's sister friend.
Okay.
And Andrew was like, oh fuck, don't worry about it. And I was come on. So I have a friend, Ariel. He owns Nuchas Empanadas in New York City.
Okay.
One of my courses was an empanada, pastrami brisket empanada. So I called him and I was like, I need some empanadas, vegetarian. So he sent some over and I serve it. And of course,
it was yours.
I didn't say, nobody asked me. I mean, nobody came in and said, hey, do you make this? So technically, I didn't lie.
Yeah.
And, I'm sorry, Lucy, you can tell your friend that I didn't
make
that.
What is your deathbed meal?
The what?
Your deathbed meal. Your last
like
meal on
last
earth.
Meal.
What would you like to have and drink?
Some French fries and a milkshake.
Ooh, yeah.
McDonald's or?
McDonald's for sure. Yeah.
Are we talking kosher McDonald's or just regular McDonald's?
Well, let's keep it kosher now.
Okay.
Call your mom.
What flavor milkshake?
I mean, you say to drink, that's what I say that, but I will have a McFlurry.
Ooh.
Yeah, Oreos.
Yeah, I think cookies and cream is like the only.
Yeah.
All right. Good work. You did the fries into the milkshake?
Yeah, but that's, I try it, but that's not my thing.
Not your thing. Okay.
Not my thing.
All right, and finally, we have a little game we call Marry, Fuck, Kill.
Fuck, Marry, Kill.
All right, so we decided we'd do shitty pizza.
Okay.
Delivery pizza.
Yeah.
Leave it there.
Take politics aside. We'll take politics out of this.
Yeah, let's take politics out of this.
It's very important for one of them. Papa John's, Pizza Hut, and Domino's.
You have to marry one of these.
The worst one or what?
You have to marry one of them, you have to fuck one of them, and you have to kill one of them.
Jesus.
I mean, it's kind of metaphorical because...
I never tried Papa John's. I know. I've been telling Andrew so long, like, I need to go to Papa John's.
To be honest, I think your pizza's way better, but Papa John's is probably the closest to what Timber...
What are you talking about?
Of the three.
Take off your headphones and walk out of this room right now.
All right, I'll marry Domino's. Love Domino's.
Okay.
What was the second one?
Pizza Hut.
I will kill Pizza Hut.
Yeah, kill Pizza Hut.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then the last one, I'll keep Papa John's and do.
Yeah. She's going to make love to Papa John's.
Just because I don't know him, but it keeps him more excited.
I think those are fair parameters.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for the fernet.
Yeah. Although, to be fair, I think I had 3-1, so thank you.
Hey, I keep refilling this.
we still have to take pictures of this.
That's true. You can revisit this week's episode or previous episodes on iTunes or wherever you grab your podcasts, and now Spotify. Find us on all the social media as at ShiftDrinkDC. That said, we are changing our name soon.
Oh yes,
we gotta pay heed to our friends over in Ohio,
Indianapolis, the original Shift Drink podcast.
Original Shift Drink.
We love you guys. They also have an Ed, the original Ed.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you have any ideas, please.
We did not mean to tread on their territory, but we are going to be mixing it up, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we got drunk that other night and tried to come up with names, and we failed miserably.
Yeah, we have
stupid names.
We have an acronym for shit.
Well, why don't you help us, Danielle? Because Call Your Mom is a great name for...
Yeah, I'll think about something.
Yeah.
You've been through this before. I think we're gonna throw on Instagram a little poll, maybe.
We'll
figure it out.
We'll do a little contest.
Well, good luck.
Also, don't forget to review us on iTunes, like TJ and his mom.
All moms love us.
All moms love us.
Yeah.
Special thank you to Jeffrey Lamoureux for our intro music, and DJ Rec and the Tex for the hilarious sound effects.
You're going to make me say this. Okay. Next week, Bill Murray will be back from his sabbatical to discuss his collection of condiments, Gotta Catch 'Em All.
I can't.
I'm sorry.
I can't. All right. Until next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks, Daniela.
Thanks, Alexia. Guys.
Thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio. Full Service Radio features over 30 weekly shows and over 50 local hosts covering every topic imaginable. If you want to be a guest or get involved, email us at info@fullserviceradio.org. Follow us on Twitter at @FullServiceRDO, on Instagram and Facebook at @FullServiceRadio. Thanks for listening.